Saturday to Rabbi Sofer.
Good morning, everyone. Shem Shem Pinkas of Tzav Zerocha says that we're saying davening Melech Ezer Mashiach Mogen. Melech is referring to Malchus, which is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Ezer, Shmocha helps us, is a series to make tshuva. Hashem helps us to tshuva. And Mashiach, the salvation comes on Yom Kippur. Shmocha gives us the Kaparas Havonos, the Delashem Oyi V'yishi, V'yishi is Yom HaKippurim. Mogen. Mogen is referring to now, to Sukkos, the protection of everything that we attain over Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. Sukkos gives it the protection throughout the whole year that we can attain and maintain what we achieved. How do we do this? How is Sukkos the Mogen, right, that protects everything that we attain and to maintain it throughout the whole year? So we know there's a special mitzvah of Simcha. Samachta b'chagecha v'yisach sameach. What exactly is this Simcha? There was a child, a boy, comes home from school at the end of the year. He has his report cards. The father opens up the report cards. The boy's standing right there, opens up the report cards. Gemara. He gets a dalet. Not very good. Chumash Rashi, Gimel minus. Halacha, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, absolutely failed. And the boy's ready for his father just to shmeis him one and give him one smack across the face. Ben Odom Lechaveri, how does he get along with his friends? There wasn't such a nice comment written there. So, the father turns over the report cards to the secular studies. Maths, right? A D. Right? English failed. Geography, an average of 20% on his test throughout the year. His mum's ready. The father's like, the father's mum's going to schmeiß him on. And then the last one is song and dance. And over there he did really, really well. And the kid begins to get a little smile across his face. Oh, at least I did well in something. His father turns around and gives him such a one big smack across his face. He goes, Tati, why did you hit me? At least I hear I did good. He goes, with such a rubbish report card, and you can still sing and dance, for that you get a patch. Not Rabbi Isa, you sit down, you stand down in Kippur, and we go through the achet, achet shechatonu v'fanecha, this achet, that achet, the sham, the magadu. We say the slichas, kedalim l'chiroshim d'fakna d'lasecha, we daven chaneinu v'aneinu keim b'nu meisim, you know, and we stand down in Kippur, and we look back at the previous year. I'm sure we had a stuck with a rubbish report card. You know, how well did we do? Right, when we go through all the achetz and all the shamnus and we talk to Phil, kedalim v'chiroshim d'fakna d'lasecha. And all of a sudden, a few days later, it comes Sukkos, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, V'samachta B'chagecha, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, singing and dancing. What were we singing? What are we dancing? A few days ago, we stood down in Kippur and we felt like such a rubbish report cards. If we go through the Achetz, and all of a sudden now, it's Simchas Yomte, V'samachta B'chagecha. And the Torah says that if this boy turns around to his father and he tells his father, look, I know last year, I got a stick of rubbish report cards. Yeah, I know. But Daddy, I'm telling you, next year is going to be a better year. Ah, next year is going to be a better year. His father doesn't smack him. Because the boy says, I know I didn't do that well this year, but next year is going to be a better year. When we stand there on Yom Kippur, and we analyze all our various, and we think about all the chassad and Rabbi Shalom did to us, we're stick of bal chayv to Hashem. But we tell the Rabbi Shalom, look, I know last year, certain areas, a bit of a rubbish report card, if I'm honest with myself. But next year is going to be a better year. Next year is going to be a better year. Akash Baruch says, ah, Gevaldik, and you look in the Medrash Rabbi and Kehelis, the Medrash says that between the Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the Yechidim, Aseres Mitzvah, Misanim, Obiyom HaKippurim, Misanim, Kulam, everybody, men, women, even children fast a few hours into the day, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Matlam, Oichnish, until eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that everybody's fasting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochel hem esakol. V'omah, and Hashem says,
Mada ozel ozel. Whatever happened, happens. Last year, okay. That's okay. Min hochu la'alon hu cheshbuna. From now on, it's a new cheshbun. Yotzus basko v'ymeres lehem. A basko comes out from Shemayim and says, Leich echo b'simcha lachmecha. Go, eat b'simcha. Enjoy your foods. Kvar nishma'o tfilaschem. Gushbuch already answered Yitzchadus. So in Yom Kippur, we tell everybody Shalom, oh, please forgive us. Shmacha says, sure, no problem. No problem, Shmacha forgives us. And that's trapped in the famous Medrash, Lekachtem Lechem B'yem Yerishoyim, creates Hoda, B'yem Yerishoyim, on the first day. Sukkot falls on the 15th of Tishri. What's B'yem Yerishoyim? Says the Medrash, Rishoyim Lechashben Avinus. It's a new Cheshben. Shmacha says, Mada Ozul, Ozul. Whatever happened, happened. Forget about it. I forgive you. Yeah, everything, complete kapara. It's a new cheshbon. Hashbrocha says, I know it's a new year. It's going to be a better year. Yotze sabasko leich echo b'simcha lachmecha. Go be b'simcha. I want to explain this simcha a little bit more. I'll start off with the maisers. We're in a maiser with a lady comes into hospital. She's ready to give birth. Labor started. And she comes into hospital to Shai Tzedek. She's mamish crying, b'chiyus neiros. And the nurses go over, is everything okay? Why are you crying? She's not saying. The head nurse goes over to this lady and says, what's the matter? Why are you crying? Doesn't want to say. Lady says, listen, there's no way that you can come and give birth now when you're so depressed. You don't have the koichus. You need the koichus ha-nefesh. Yeah, and you have to be in a good state of mind to give birth. The lady fasting and kippah goes into childbirth. We tell it to eat, to drink once the labor starts. You have to be in a good matzav ruach, yeah, to give birth. You're crying like this. Yeah, you either tell me what's the problem or leave the hospital and find another hospital to give birth. So she opens up and she says, I tell you, I got married about 11 years ago. I have 6 girls. My husband is desperate for a boy. Right, and he said to me, right, that if I have a girl, don't come home. And you should know that my husband is like the Rebbein Shalom. He's a Goyzer Mekayim. If he says it, he means it. Right? I'm Petra, I don't know what I'm having. What should I do? I'm Pachad. He says, don't worry, leave it to me. Be beseder. Yeah, I calmed it down. Went through the leder, and she had a girl. The head nurse calls up the husband. It says, Mazal Tov! No, what was it? You had a boy! Yes? Wow, wow, wow! A boy after 6 girls finally had a boy! He's ecstatic! He goes crazy! The nurse says, listen, come down, I need to talk to you. So he comes down, the nurse, head nurse takes him into a room, pours him a glass of water, and he says, listen, I need to tell you, you had a boy. He's very, very unwell. His hands are deformed. There's a hole in the heart. We mamish need to operate straight away. It's worse than that. The windpipe is twisted. That's going to need another operation. And the central nerve system, we can already see, is also mamash lo beseder. I have to, listen, take a drink. She calms the husband down. Take a drink. I'll be back in a second. And she walks out the room. The husband starts crying. Ah, Rebbeinu Shalom, why I wanted a boy? If just a healthy baby. Yeah, well, Davki needed a boy. If only the baby just would have been healthy. And his mom, she's as though, Vein Tzachais Terebele Shalem, he's crying away. The nurse is standing on the other side of the door. And she's listening to the whole thing. Right? And when she hears his mom is breaking down, right, she comes in and she says, listen, have a drink, I have to tell you. Yeah, your wife had a 100% healthy baby girl. Ah, oh, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. There's a shiny grad, the halacha. I saw this story was said over from Rav Chizkiyo of Kalistein. And he says, the halacha, did she do the right thing or not? Something to think about. Right? You should. Right? He said, what? Yeah. He didn't make a bracha yet. Didn't see the baby yet. Yeah. He says that he went to a dayan. He asked the dayan, is it the right thing or not? The dayan said he was busy with a husband, who was his mamish been very obnoxious and going through a difficult divorce, and mamish wasn't being nice about it. So the Dayan who's helping him through it, and he said to him, there's a lady Taka needs a lot of help, yeah, and I need a favor from you, right? So a single mother, five children off the derech, and mamish, they need a lot of help. If she can, you know, do this. And he says, yeah, sure. Then he turns around and says, that lady is your wife, right? And if you just throw her out into the street like that, right, and you're just treating her like trash, yeah, all your kids, all your five kids are going to go off the derech, you know, and it happens, oh, you know, and Itaka changed his course, right? So he says, sometimes, want a bit time to, if you need to, right, you can do it. But the idea of here is, this person has six healthy children. Six healthy girls. And sometimes a person goes through life, they don't appreciate what they have. Ezu Asher has Samech Bechelke. A person wants to have the Ashiras, he wants to have the wealth, he wants to have the Simcha. A person needs to appreciate what they have. But and that's a difficult challenge. The Gemara says that Rechim Azakai met Aspusainis Kezer. And he said, Shalom Alechem Malka. Amar Melech, he goes, yeah, you're a Melech. Right? And then a messenger came, and Taka said that the Kaiser died, they made him the Melech. And he's putting on his shoes. He put on one shoe, he couldn't put on the next shoe. What happened? So he says, there's a pasuk that says, in Mishlei Shmut, Toivet, Tadashin, Etzem. He says, how am I going to get my second shoe on? So he says, get an enemy to walk past, someone that you don't like. Get him to walk past, and then your bone will shrink. So that's what he did. Imagine, you have somebody over here, he just found out he's the Melech. And he was ecstatic, he was so happy he's the Melech, that his bones expanded. Shmur Toivet Tadash and Etzem. He couldn't get the second shoe on. And now what? Someone that you don't like walks past you, and you have to get all upset? That your bones have to shrink? It's like Haman. Yeah, Yisapa Haman, he told his, everybody is Kol Kvod Eishrei. But one thing is missing, and I vanished. V'yisa ach sameach. Ach is always a meat. It's coming to be my mind. Even if a person feels, I don't have everything, sameach, a person has to be happy. I want to share with you a chiddush. Ezu osha sameach b'chelkoi goes in ruchnias as well. Although we know you always have to steig and you always have to be better and daven better and learn better and do more chesed, at the same time, a person has to say, this is who I am. I'm trying my best. So I'm not the world's greatest masmid, I'm not the greatest davener, I'm not the greatest baal chesed, but it's okay. Because I'm doing what I can do. In ruchnius as well, a person has to be a sameach b'chelkoi. Yeah? And the Rebbein Shalom is also a Sameach B'chelke. The pasuk says, Ki chelek Hashem amoy, yakol chevel nachlasa. Ki chelek Hashem amoy. Hashem's chelek, Hashem's lot in this world is amoy, Klal Yisrael. And Ezu Asher HaSameach B'chelke. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chelek. Ki chelek Hashem amoy. Hashem turns around and he looks at Klal Yisrael. And he says, you know, Klal Yisrael are doing great. Can they do better? Yeah, there's room for improvement. But what they're doing, Hashem says, I'm so happy with Klal Yisrael. This yid came to shul, this yid davened. Okay, this person, he's a bit of daydreaming in the middle of the davening, but he came to shul, he's davening, Hashem's mamish sameach. This one came to learn. He shouldn't, it's a bit of tire, but he did. He managed to learn half the time. Yeah, sure, at least that. Gives a simcha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So in Ruchnis also, so we had in Kippur, and we came to Hashem and said, yeah, Hashem, last year's report card wasn't the mamish amazing, but next year's going to be better. And that's our simcha. The Zman Simcha Seinu, yeah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yotzei Sabasko v'emeres, Lech Echel b'simcha lachmecha, Kevar nishma tfilaschem, that tefillah where we tell everybody, Shalom, next year's going to be a better year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears it, Leich echo b'simcha, and that's the zman simcha seinu. To explain this even a little bit deeper, let's start with the maisa. There's a maisa with two childhood friends, very very good friends. One was called Moshe, one was called Aaron. They went to school together. Yeshiva Katana together, they went to Yeshiva Gedoyla together. Yeah, Aaron, gesitzt and gelernt, a mass mit otzum, right? Got married, went to Koilul, and he became the Rav of the city. Moshe, a fine yid, and they lived in the same town. Yeah, such good childhood friends. Every Rosh Chodesh, right, Moshe together with his friend Rabaron, they used to get together for a cup of coffee, just schnooze, catch up. What was the latest Shilas? What's the latest politics? What's Tutsach? Does? Yes, just schmooze. Yeah, they're good friends, and that's what they used to do every Rosh Chodesh. Sometime later, the shochet in town, there was some pikpukim, his shchita, the knife, does he check it properly? And Rabaron, the ruler of the city, the murder Asra, he went, checked the knife, it wasn't really done properly. The shochet mamish didn't know hilchos shchita that well, and he started coming, it's not so poshut, and he came out with a kokeira. He can't eat the shchita of the shochet, of the town's shochet anymore. Moshe was a very good friend of the shochet. He says, what's the Rav saying? This yid was a shochet for years, and the Rav doesn't know what he's talking about. And he took the shochet side against his childhood friend, Rabaron. And he stuck up for him. You know, it's like politics in a town. Get that sack back with some foods. The Maisa, the Rav came out of Kolkera. No, shochet is no good. The shochet left town. And after some time, Moshe realized, you know, the Rav is the Rav. He's right, and I was wrong. I sided with the Sheikhet, he's a friend of mine, but still, I shouldn't have come out like that. I have to go and ask my friend Mechila. The Rav, I have to ask him Mechila. You know, for months he would walk past his house. He couldn't bring himself to knock on the door. Finally he said, no, that's it, I'm going to do it. Right. And he goes, he knocks on the front door. The Rav answers the door, and he says, please be Mechila me, I shouldn't have fought against you, you're the Rav. And the Baron gives him a big hug and says, come inside, don't worry, I'm Moshe, it's all good, don't worry. Moshe knew that it's never going to be the same. That friendship, that relationship is never going to be the same. It's over, it's finished, you know, he messed up. 2 weeks later is Rosh Chodesh, and there's a knock on the door. The Rav's Gabba is knocking on the door. He said, the Rav said it's Rosh Chodesh. He's waiting for you. Where are you? He went running, and he had 2 cups of coffee prepared, sit down, let's schmooze. And then he realized, the friendship, the relationship is back where it started. Right? This is a beautiful story, which tightens up what Sukkos is, according to the Vilna Gaon. Right? Because many in the Rosh Hashanah, we're celebrating Sukkos. Why are we celebrating Sukkos? Because we've got Lanane HaKovod, or we sat in booths, right? Which, by the way, you sat in booths. Right. So what's the big celebration? You know, you're in the midbar, you sat in wooden shacks. The Torah says, where did they get the wood from? They were in the midbar. The wood itself came down with the mom. That itself is already a miracle. And they celebrating Sukkos. So really we should celebrate Sukkos after Pesach. Because we came out of Mitzrayim in Nisan. Right, and straight away we got that on our covers. Right. So why are we celebrating Sukkot 6 months later? Yeah, we should celebrate it straight away after Pesach. So my 8-year-old daughter said over, she read out her Devat Torah from her Pasha book, right, that she prepared, the Yom Tov book that she prepared, the Imadav B'Shem Omer, maybe Gula Lo'ilam. Right? But she said actually a very, very nice pshat, right, which I never knew. The teacher wrote, she read out at the Yom Tov meal, that true, we got the Anane covered after Pesach. Yeah, but it's you know, when you get something and you say thank you straight away, okay, so you said thank you straight away. 6 months later, you're still saying thank you. That shows you really appreciate it. Right, so you wait 6 months and then you say thank you to Hashem. You make a whole Yom Tov out of it. So it's a nice little pshat. But the Vilna Gaon says that we're not celebrating the Anane HaKovod that we got when we went out of Mitzrayim. Right. When Klai Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel and Shavuos HaBetamos, they lost the Anane HaKovod. Yes, and Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim and he davened for 40 days and then he went back on Rosh Chodesh Elul and he came down on Yom Kippur. And then on Yud Aleph Tishri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I want you to build the Mishkan. And he gave the Tzivui to build the Mishkan on Yud Aleph Tishri. On Yud Beis on Yud Gimel Tishri, Klai Yisrael were donating. There was such a Nedivus Halev that within 2 days, right, there was just that generosity. that just giving, we're going to build the Mishkan. And within 2 days, they managed to build everything. And I think Rav Shlomo Brzezinski says that this Nedivus HaLev, this generosity, this push of we're going to build, is still in the air today. Every year, when it comes between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, this Nedivus HaLev is here. There are men that their wives are begging them the whole year, can you knock a nail in the wall? Can you change a light bulb? And they say, no, I've got 2 left hands. I can't do it. All of a sudden, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they're the biggest joiners. They're the carpenters. They're building sukkahs and building and banging till 11 o'clock at night. Where's it coming from? I thought you got 2 left hands. This epicenter here, because this time of the year, I'm building. Everybody's the biggest builder all of a sudden. It's this Nedivus HaLev from Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tishri. On Yud Dalet, Moshe Rabbeinu sent a message, we have everything that we need. And on Tesvav Tishri, they started building the Mishkan, and the Anane HaKovet came back. So we're celebrating the Anane HaKovet. Yes, Hashem said on Yom Kippur, V'yom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. But was the relationship there? Like the story with the Moshe and Reb Aaron. When Reb Aaron sent the message, it's Rosh Chodesh, where are you? I've got 2 cups of coffee waiting. Let's sit down and schmooze. Right? That's Sukkos. Rabbi Shlomo says, I'm waiting for you. Yeah? But Yom Hashem Salach Yerech was in Yom Kippur. Hashem says, but now come. Let's sit down. Come to our little hut, our little place together. Let's sit down and schmooze together. Let us bring together. Then they realize that kirva, that relationship, that connection with the Rabbi Shlomo came back. The Imre Emes once, by Ne'ilis Sechag and Zimchus Torah, once said, I wish that we can have Asher Yeshve V'Secha first night Slichas again. And what he meant was, you have the Slichas, you talk to the Rabbi Shalom, you have a connection with Hashem, you have a Rosh Hashanah, you're davening with the Rabbi Shalom, Yom Kippur, a Sukkot, it's such beautiful times. And when it's all coming to the end by Ne'ilah, by the Ne'ilis Sechag and Simchas Torah, he said, I wish Asher Yeshve V'Secha and Slichas again. So that's what Sukkot is. Right, just to finish off, we can take it even a little bit more. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, right, also another one of the famous Gemaras about Sukkot, that Lasa Lo Vakash Baruch is going to sit there with the Sefer Torah, Bechekai, and he's going to say, anyone who did anything for Torah, come and get the rewards. And all of a sudden, all the Goyim are going to come and they're going to want the rewards for what they did. And Hashem says, what did you do? And yeah, they said, we built all the bridges, all the roads. And Hashem's going to say, you shaked them, Biskarov, you're not sure. Didn't call them liars, he just called them fools, because they Taka did it, but they didn't do it with the intention for Torah. And so, okay, give us one more mitzvah. Give us another mitzvah. Okay, what mitzvah? I'm giving mitzvah sukkah, mitzvah kala. And Kishroch is going to give them the mitzvah sukkah. And the Gemara says that each one went, they built a sukkah b'reish gagoy. It's a funny place to build a sukkah. How many people in Manchester build a sukkah b'reish gagoy? Who builds a sukkah on the roof? Okay. But Kishbrochu makdeim chama b'tkufas tamuz. Kishbrochu is going to make it hot like tkufas tamuz, the summer. And they get so hot they go inside and they're mitzvah. And why did they have to kick the wall? You can go inside. I think most of us can say that even when we're bochum in Eretz Yisrael, tkufas tamuz, which goes all the way to Tishri, so chedish tamuz, chedish av, we've all been to the beach. Yeah? Some have been as manim in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Tkufas Tamuz, it's not that hot. I mean, it's hot, but it's bearable. It's manageable. Especially when you're sitting in the shade. Sitting in the shade, it's fine. Right? So what's pshat? It's so hot for them that they became a mitzvah, they had to go inside. So the Vilna Gaon says, in the Mishnah, the Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa is no good. It has to be more shade than sunlight. So the Gaon says that the Goyim follow the solar year, the solar calendar. Klai Yisrael follow the Levona. The Chama, in the olden days especially, the Chama represented the financial wealth and the financial investment. A person's produce was grown because of the sunlight. That gave the energy for everything to grow. And the Goyim followed the Chama. They were into the financial wealth, into the Gashmis. If you have a Sukkah, which is Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa, Yeah, more Gashmi is coming in than it's possible. Right? A bit of sunlight's alright. But too much sunlight, you get sunburnt. You overdo it. You can eat your food, but someone that indulges is going to have diabetes, cholesterol, right? He's going to have problems in digestion. Right? So it has to be silsa meruba mechamsa. So I wanted to finish off with a pshat. I haven't seen it anywhere, so I don't know whether it's emes or not. When the goyim built those sukkahs, right, it's camels. In the shade, you're okay. And they didn't have air conditioning in the house. Right? So if you went in the house, it wasn't that much cooler than outside. Because you have a roof over your head, you have the shade. They built sukkahs. Those sukkahs, the sukkah that they built, it didn't have proper schach. It was chamsa meruba mechamsa. There's so much sun coming through, right, that it was too hot for them. Because they didn't realize that sukkahs is not just about sitting in the hut. It's the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Disconnection from the Gashmis and having a true relationship and connection with Hashem. So you need the silsa, you need that mechitza, cut out the Gashmis, connect to the Ruchnius. And they couldn't do that. So it's chamsa meruba mechamsa. It's not too hot for them. So that's what sukkahs is. Sukkahs is realizing, yeah, appreciating what we have, appreciating in a ruchniyistic sense the madregas that we have, and even if we're not perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a sameach b'chelkei, and a person instills that into his heart, that Yitzhakah feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sameach with me, with my madregas, and Yitzhakah is b'simcha, he has the ego osha sameach b'chelkei, b'ruchniyist, b'gashmis, and that's the simcha, that's the mogain throughout the whole year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, we should reach all these madregas of Sukkot, and the Simcha Shetaka lasts the whole year.